Today on More to Life, we remember Al Cresta. We continue our reflections on the remarkable life and legacy of our dear friend and founder of Ave Maria Radio, Al Cresta, and we invite you to share your experiences of how Al's ministry has touched your
Everyone
life.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we continue to reflect and remember the life and legacy of Al Cresta. He passed away this past weekend after his battle with liver cancer. And we are reflecting, mourning, but also celebrating the incredible life and ministry that Al witnessed to all of us and who touched our lives in so many ways we can't even begin to count. You know, yesterday we were interviewing Dave Asheris, who is the vice president of Ave Maria Radio, and he made the point that, you know, if you listen to Catholic radio at all, anywhere, any way, you have Al to thank for that, because it was really Al who started the whole Catholic radio movement.
He did. He did. And so many people who are, let's say, younger than Al is. Like, so Al passed away at 73. If you're younger than he, you may just kind of take Catholic radio for granted.
It's always been here.
It's always been there. And you may think it always will be here. This is a man who went from being a Protestant guy who ran a bookstore to moving into deeper faith and being an on-air personality on Protestant Christian radio, to really moving and discovering his Catholic faith in such a deep way and saying, we should do something here. And as Dave Asheris was mentioning yesterday, Dave had heard Al back in the days when he was on a different Christian radio station, a non-Catholic station, and always listened to him and is like, this guy's good. You know, he knows what. And the Holy Spirit moved and collided their worlds together in a way that allowed Al and Dave and many other people to come together and say, you know what? We need to build a community of faith. We need people to be able to understand their faith more deeply. We need to help people feel less alone in their faith. We need to get the message out there and help people through the ups and downs of life. And that's what all Catholic radio actually comes from Al saying, this is the vision that God has given me.
Amen. And, you know, we're asking you, listeners, to walk this road with us. You know, in fact, you're the reason that Al got behind the mic every day for nearly 30 years as he hosted Cresta in the Afternoon. We'd love to hear your thoughts, memories, and what Al meant to you. You know, just as any family mourns the loss of a loved one through stories and testimonials, so the Ave Maria Radio family benefits from all of your stories that you'd like to share. We'd love for you to visit our website at AveMariaRadio.net, or if you prefer, we have volunteers standing by who would love to hear your story of how Al's life and ministry impacted your life. You can again go to the website at AveMariaRadio.net or call 877-288-1077. Again, that's 877-288-1077. I'd also like to share that Al's family has asked that in lieu of flowers, people would consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio to continue Al's remarkable legacy. If you'd like to give a gift in Al's honor, please visit AveMariaRadio.net or call 877-288-1077 to make that donation in memoriam of Al.
Well, and not just in memoriam, but really to honor everything he's done for you, the listener, over all these years, providing us all with Catholic Radio in the first place, being there every day on the air and parsing out everything from the political situation in the world to the great books that came across his desk to whatever was going on in the news. So many, because I've been reading for the last 24 hours all of the messages that are coming through, both on AveMariaRadio.net, on other sites that are letting people know about the fact that Al has moved on. And they're just so deeply impressive. He has made such a difference in the lives of some people who haven't even ever met him face to face. And if we can continue that legacy together, that is what he would ask us to do. And Al was so incredibly humble. Every single time we did an Ave Maria Radio fun drive, I would talk to him, and he'd be so nervous. Not about getting on the air, about would people care enough to help support this ministry? Would people keep this alive? And for all these years, all of you have. And I truly believe that it was his voice and his presence in your lives that did that. And I really want Sally and the rest of the family to know that how much people appreciated him. So if you want to do that in lieu of flowers at his funeral, because honestly, if we all sent flowers to his funeral, none of us would be able to get in the door. Please feel free to do that. Make a donation to Ave Maria Radio, and also share your words of reflection with us at AveMariaRadio.net, or we also have volunteers standing by to take your messages, which is at 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077.
You know, one of our listeners shared that she started listening to Al in the early aughts and after moving back to New York, and she said that they were so sad at the time to find so little faith present in their small town, and they turned to Catholic Radio. And she says, what a blessing it was. I listened to Al in the afternoons as my five children grew. I always felt a bond with him, as he had five kids too. I encouraged others to tune in due to his incredible intellect, but also his broadcasting demeanor, which was consistently humble, insightful, and enlightening. He was a unique man with a unique gift, and we, the Catholic world, will feel his absence acutely. We'd love for you to share your reflections as well. And I have, you know, as I continue, I can't wrap my head around the fact that he's gone.
No, I can't. I expect to be able to pick up the phone and just talk to this man who guided my life so much.
Yeah, but he was not just a friend and not just the executive producer here of our program and the president of Ave Maria Radio. He really was a spiritual father.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. And
to us and to our kids.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are just flattened. They're like, wait, how? Like, because both our children lost both of their grandparents, both of their grandfathers very early. But anytime he was near our children, you could just see our kids' eyes light up, their faith grow. His just being in their lives was so significant. Even though we live in a completely different state than the Crestas do, every time we got to be together with the kids, he was just so present to them.
I should share that in today's program, we're going to hear reflections from Steve Ray, who will be joining us in just a few minutes. Mike Aquilina, of course, who is author of over 40 books and a regular fixture on EWTN radio and television, will also be joined later on by Mike Jones, who is the vice president and general manager of Ave Maria Radio. But let's just bring our concerns and our hopes for Al and for his ministry to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we give you our friend, Al Cresta, and ask you to bring him to your heart and hold him close in your arms, and that your perpetual light might shine upon him. We ask that you would bless all of those who knew him and loved him, console his family and all of his friends, and continue to sustain his legacy for decades to come, that he might continue to praise you through his work as well as his presence. And we just thank you for all the gifts that Al gave to the whole church. And we ask your blessing for all of us that continue on and continue his legacy. In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Today we are remembering Al Cresta on More to Life. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we're going to be joined in just a few moments by Steve Ray, who is, of course, an author, a leader of pilgrimages, a regular fixture.
Dear friend of Al.
So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll be talking with Steve and just sharing some reflections and memories of Al Cresta's life and ministry. Stick around. We'll be back in a minute.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we continue to remember Al Cresta as we reflect on his remarkable life and legacy. And we are asking you to share your comments about the ways that Al's life and ministry impacted you. You can reach out either on the website, AveMariaRadio.net, or if you'd like, you can call 877-288-1077 and talk to one of our volunteers. While you're there, you can also make a donation if you'd like to continue the Al's incredible legacy and keep Catholic radio going strong for decades to come.
The Cresta family is asking that in lieu of flowers, people would make a donation to Ave Maria Radio in Al's honor.
So that's AveMariaRadio.net or 877-288-1077. Joining us right now, Steve Ray. He's a Catholic speaker, author, pilgrimage guide, frequent guest on EWTN, and friend for decades of Al Cresta. Stephen, welcome to More to Life.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be with you today. Thanks for your good work, and thanks for the invitation.
Well, certainly, and it's certainly an honor to be with you, and you have known Al for so long, and even, you know, him being there when you came into the church. You have so much to share with everyone.
Well, and you wrote an article, actually, about Al for the National Catholic Review that's going to be published later today. But in it, you share that you and your wife, Janet, met Al and Sally Cresta in the fall of 83, was it?
Yep. We had just, my wife and I had moved to Switzerland for a year to study with our Protestant theologian hero, Dr. Francis Schaeffer. He was also a hero of Al Cresta, and both of us had read and studied his books and had a profound impact on both of our lives. And even a couple days before he died, he was talking about Francis Schaeffer and how he had impacted our lives. So when we came home from a year away with, we came to, within a week, we went to a play at a theater, and lo and behold, there's Francis Schaeffer, who I was just with, right up on the stage. But I looked twice, and it wasn't him. It was an actor. And I went up afterwards, and I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Al Cresta." I said, "You look exactly like Dr. Schaeffer. You have all his mannerisms and his way of speaking. How in the world, who are you?" And we struck up a great friendship at that point. That was 1983, and we've been best of friends ever since. Probably spent from that point on. They lived in the city of Detroit. We lived out in the country. And so probably two Sundays out of every month, they would come out and spend Sunday with us so their kids could swim in our pool and ride our horses and stuff. So we really, and you know, we made a, back in when our kids were still in diapers, and by the way, combined now between the two of us, we have 41 grandchildren. And
what a legacy.
Isn't it amazing? And they're all believers, too. That's the beauty. And this is why I think they're believers. Because back then, when our kids, our oldest ones, were still in diapers, one afternoon we decided we were going to do something very radical. We decided that we would act in our life as though Christianity was really true. Isn't that amazing? And we said we're going to make the Lord, Jesus, the Lord of every aspect of our lives, every moment of our lives, and the kids will live this. We started homeschooling our kids. We did that together as well. And so then we had dinner together 2 months ago, and as we're having dinner with Sally and Al and my wife and I, we were talking about that decision that we had made, back in the 80s. And we said, it worked. It worked. God bless our plan. And, because now we look at our family and we really tried in every way to live that. This is what it was so exciting to have Al as a friend, because Christianity was not theoretical to him. It was very practical. And it was what made his heart beat. It was what he talked about. When we got together, we would laugh and have fun. I remember the time when him and his daughter Alexa got their guitars out in our living room and played a rendition of an oldie, and it was Dogs in the Night, Dogs in the Night, and we were just howling with laughter. And they were just such great musicians and so much fun to be with. And we watched our kids grow together, and it's been an amazing journey, and the fact that he has died just seems surreal to me. It doesn't seem real. I still feel like I can call him and say, "Al, let's go out to Carson's in Ann Arbor and have lunch today." It's going to be very lonely without him.
It is. It is. And I think that's why we're all coming together today on Ave Maria Radio to share our memories, to share our feelings about this, to share what kind of impact Al had on each of our lives, including our listeners. And we ask you, please, if you want to share, go to AveMariaRadio.net. You can leave your messages of remembrance there, or you can call in, and our volunteers will take all that down. We are receiving Cheryl Neal, our wonderful front desk person who operates everything there, is compiling all of your messages to us, and we're getting them all day, all night, so that we can all share that with each other and with the on-air listeners. But you can go to 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077.
And you can share your reflections with our volunteers, and also, if you'd like, make a donation in honor of Al to keep his legacy going strong for decades to come. We're joined right now by Stephen Ray. He is an author, speaker. You know him well. He is a regular guest on EWTN Radio and Television. Stephen, Lisa and I were talking yesterday about just what an influence Al has been in our life and ministry. You said that he was there at your conversion in 1994. What role did he play in your journey to the church?
Well, it's kind of a fun story. I enjoyed telling it, especially when he was in the audience one time. And we had always been studied the Bible together, evangelism together, all these things. You know, I remember doing radio shows with him, Greg, back in the 80s and early 90s when he was on WMUZ in Detroit. We did a whole series on Martin Luther, but certainly from a different perspective than we would do now. We were promoting Martin Luther. And I remember back in those days. And then one of those Sunday afternoons when he was at our house about 1992, he dropped a bomb on us. And I wasn't prepared for it. And he said, "Steve, Sally and I have decided to join the Catholic Church." And my jaw dropped open.
A relationship that you two had in your faith up until that time, how did that feel to you? Did it feel like a betrayal? Did it feel confusing? Did you understand it sort of from the beginning? Tell us what that was like for you and your wife.
Very good question. I think he never brought it up with us because he knew how hostile I was to the Catholic Church. And he just kind of dropped the bomb that day. And I said, "Al, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You are way too smart to be a Catholic. What in the world are you thinking?" And then we wrestled with his decision, and we tried to figure out ways to convince him he was wrong. And in the process of doing that, a year later, my wife and I converted to the Catholic Church. And on my blog, it's a CatholicConvert.com, I put up a bunch of pictures of our memories of him, many of them with a beard. Very few people have ever seen Al when he had his beard. And so we have a beautiful picture there of Al sponsoring us into the church. Al was my sponsor. His wife, Sally, was my wife's sponsor into the Catholic Church in 1994. And after that, I have thanked him probably literally 100 times since then for helping us find our way into the church. I always did it with tears in my eyes, thanking him. And in my book, Crossing the Tiber, which is our conversion story, it's dedicated to Al and Sally and their influence on us. And it wasn't just our friendship that impacted our conversion. It was his mind. Al had a unique mind. He could talk about anything. He was one of the most intelligent people I've ever known. The church has suffered a great loss with that intelligence and memory and rational thinking of Al. He could talk about anything from country music to the history of Russia. Whatever it was you brought up, he would talk about it. And it was his intelligence, and I knew that he would not do anything lightly, and it would be well thought out, which then encouraged us to think through it to the point where he helped us come into the Catholic Church.
We're talking with Stephen Ray, author, speaker, pilgrimage leader, and regular guest on EWTN Radio and Television, and of course, longtime friend of Al Cresta. You're listening to More to Life. You know, Stephen, we were reflecting, Lisa and I were reflecting yesterday with Dave Asheries about all the ministries that Al supported and in many cases helped launch. You know, most of the work that we do now is directly because Al had the courage to bring us on the air and has been an active supporter of Catholic Counselors and the other work that we're doing as well. How did Al inform the ministry work that you do now?
Well, everything we did was always a collaboration, and we always talked about everything and shared everything. For example, with Ave Maria Radio, I was on Tom Monahan's Ave Maria Foundation board, and we were there when the radio station was founded. And I've been on the board of directors for Ave Maria Radio from the inception, still am today. And when we started pilgrimages, for example, Al right away said, "Let's collaborate and make them, we'll be partners, and we'll make them Ave Maria Radio-sponsored pilgrimages." So that's how that really helped us get that off the ground. When I did our film series on the Footprints of God, he was always a consultant, and I went and talked to him about it the first day, say, "Al, what do you think about this crazy idea I have?" And, you know, the same thing with him. We would talk about the radio all the time. We would talk about his ministries, and we used to do apologetics conferences together. On my website, I have pictures of that, too, with me and him and Patrick Madrid and Gary Mashuda and all of us, you know, sitting up on the panel back in the old days. And it was we've collaborated on a lot of things. And it was always a pleasure because Al was so sharp and so perceptive.
Yes.
And as a friend, I always said friend is way too weak of a word. He was also a comrade, a fellow warrior. All of these things, there's too many adjectives. Friend just doesn't quite cover it all. You know, when soldiers are in the trenches together in a war, they're more than friends. They're comrades. They depend on each other, and that's kind of how I felt about it. But really, we helped each other's ministries, I think. I always tried to support what he was doing. I remember many times we'd email in the middle of the night. I'd get a two-page response to my question, or he'd write and ask me something, and I'd write two pages back in the middle of the night. And I wish I'd have kept all those now. I'd have a book.
Hmm.
Well, and I doubt just one book. I think probably
exactly.
many books. And Steve, I want to thank you for joining us. The time is always short, but you know, your reflections on the life and legacy of Al Cresta mean so much to us, to all of our listeners. And again, you know, you have an article on Al coming out in the National Catholic Review. And we'd also, it's coming out today. And we'd also love for listeners to go to CatholicConvert.com and check out Steve's piece on Al, plus
you
some
must
great
see the pictures. You must.
With
yeah.
little scene pictures yeah. of Al with a beard. Check out.
Yep.
Stephen, any last thoughts before we let you go here?
Well, I'll just share one memory that really sticks out in my mind, and it was important to Al as well. We were able to take him on three pilgrimages, even though he had lost his leg, and it was difficult. But I remember one time at Calvary in Jerusalem at the Holy Sepulchre, when we went there early in the morning for Mass at the tomb, Al crawled out of his wheelchair, and with his stub of a leg, he crawled on his hands and one knee to the top of Calvary, up those steep steps, and he stared at the place where Jesus died, and he said that was one of the most important moments in his life.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Steve Ray, thank you so much for being with us. And folks, please do go check out Steve's reflections on Al and some great pictures at CatholicConvert.com. Bless you, Steve. And listeners, we will be back with Mike Aquilina when we return after this break.
Heresy is not usually a matter of ignorance. It's a matter of arrogance. We're all ignorant. It's only about different things. And when I hear ignorant people say that they're stupid, my heart just breaks. I mean, to be ignorant is not to be stupid. Ignorance is fairly easy to remedy. It's a matter of learning. And St. Paul tells us to increase in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's confident that we can overcome our ignorance of Christ by getting to know him better. And so he prays for the Colossians. We constantly pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, and to be fruitful in every good work, always increasing in the knowledge of God. Ignorance can be corrected. One has to die to arrogance.
This week, we honor the visionary life and work of Al Cresta on EWTN and Ave Maria Radio. At Ave Maria Radio, we understand we're walking this road of mourning together. You, dear listener, are the reason Al got behind the mic every day for nearly 30 years. We would love to hear your thoughts, memories of what Al meant to you. Just as any family mourns the loss of a loved one through stories and testimonials, so the Ave Maria Radio family benefits from each family member's story. We invite you to visit our website at AveMariaRadio.net, or if you prefer, we have volunteers standing by who would love to hear your story of how Al touched your life. The number to call is 877-288-1077. And if you'd like to give a memorial gift in Al's honor, that can also be done by visiting our website or calling that toll-free number again. That's AveMariaRadio.net or 877-288-1077. 1077.
Thank you for joining us today on the More to Life Hour as we remember Al Cresta and we share each other's stories and we acknowledge his amazing presence in our lives as we also mourn his loss.
If you would like to share stories about how Al's life and ministry impacted your life, we invite you to come to our website at AveMariaRadio.net and share your reflections. You can also call in. Our volunteers are standing by to take your stories at 877-288-1077. Again, that's 877-288-1077.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we're inviting you to join us as we reflect on Al Cresta's life and legacy. Joining us right now, Mike Aquilina. He is an author of well over 40 books. He is a Catholic speaker and a fixture on EWTN radio and television. Mike Aquilina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to thank you because you're the one who actually introduced us to Al Cresta when our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, came out in 1999. So the fact that we're doing this all here is kind of your fault.
You know, Greg, I had forgotten that, but that's so good to know. That's so good.
Well, you always do, Mike, because you always work for everybody else's good, which is one of the many characteristics that you shared with Al Cresta. You know, he was such a man of doing for others and always working for the kingdom of God and helping others grow closer to Christ. And you very much share that with him, although you tell us that you used to be intimidated by him. What was that about?
Oh, my. I was intimidated whenever I was going on his show. You know, I'd be waiting on hold on my telephone, and I'd be nervous like for no other interviewer. And it's because he was so smart. Al was just so smart that he always asked these hard questions, these penetrating questions. He got to the heart of the matter of whatever book I had written, and he was interviewing me about. And I always felt like I wasn't prepared to answer anything at that depth.
I was just going to say it's funny because when Al would interview you, you felt like he knew your topic better than you did.
Every interview that he ever did.
Every single time. And it's not that he was the kind of journalist who was trying to embarrass you or put you on the spot or whatever. He was just so smart. He was that smart. And not only that, but I think he knew, he had a sense of his audience and he had a sense of his listeners, and he knew that he knew the questions they had, maybe the questions that the author being interviewed was trying to avoid, was trying to evade, and he wanted to answer those questions for the people who were tuning in. He had a heart for the people he served.
He did, and he never did anything as his job. Christ was his passion, and so he just wanted to learn more, and he wanted to learn how it would work, and he wanted to sift out what was truth from not truth. One of the most amazing things over all the years that we've known Al is that he and Greg shared one particular daily tendency, which is they gave the daytime what the daytime needed, whether it was with work or especially with family. But then they were both up to like the wee hours of the morning learning and studying and writing and doing these things. And it would be so bizarre because, you know, Greg would have a question or something from Al and he'd send him an email at like, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, thinking, oh, he'll read this when he wakes up in the morning, you know, after he gets started. And 10 minutes later, he'd have like a 3-page response from Al because he was also up doing this kind of thing. And all of this passion mixed with his intellect is what has blessed so many of us for all of these years.
I have to ask, how did you first come to meet Al?
I think it was just through this kind of work that he and I met because we were in the same circles. I suspect that we met back, I think it was around 1996, 97, when he started editing Credo newspaper. So he was doing that for Tom Monahan, and he was all of a sudden in Catholic media circles, Catholic press circles. I may have met him at a Catholic press convention.
And really, it's just hard to wrap my head around the fact that he's gone. But I think he's still very much with us, of course, because those who sleep in Christ are in some ways more alive than we are. When you think about his legacy and all the things that he did, what kinds of things stand out to you the most?
what I said before, his intelligence and his goodness. That was the other thing that intimidated me about Al, is that he was the kind of person I would strive to be. You know, I want to be like him when I grow up. I want to be good.
Yes.
I want to be that consistently charitable as he is. And I always felt like I was many miles from that when I spoke with him. So, but he made his company enjoyable, that's for sure. You know, as I said, on the air, I was intimidated. I didn't feel so intimidated if I was talking to him one-on-one backstage at a Steubenville conference or something like that. He was just a pleasure to be with, and the greatest conversationalist. I found that he didn't really make small talk. You know, suddenly, you know, you'd be talking to him, chatting about the weather, and before you knew it, you were in the deep end of the pool.
Yes. I also have the sense, and you actually have gotten the opportunity in your life to meet and be with both of these people, but I always had the sense that he had very much the same kind of presence to anyone that he was with that St. John Paul had, where you just were locked in his gaze. You knew you were or were acknowledged and listened to. Am I correct on that in your experience?
I think you're right. I had never made that connection before, but I think you're on to something there. Yes, you had all of their attention, and you just sensed a heart of great charity, you know, that this is something bigger than the person in front of you. This is something that's coming from God.
We are talking with Mike Aquilina, a speaker, author, a regular guest on EWTN Radio and Television. You're listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and we're remembering Al Cresta as we continue our reflection on the remarkable life and legacy of our dear friend and founder of Ave Maria Radio. We're inviting you to share your stories of how Al's life and ministry impacted you. You can go online at AveMariaRadio.net or call. Our volunteers are standing by to take your stories at 877-288-1077. Also, Al's family has asked that in lieu of flowers, people consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio to continue Al's remarkable legacy. And if you'd like to do that, you can again go to the website at AveMariaRadio.net. or call 877-288-1077. One of our listeners shared this reflection. She says, after listening to Al for years and being familiar with his story, no one can ever say that one voice can't make a difference. We'll never know this side of heaven, the reach of Al's one voice and the difference he made. I pray that my life will be as beautiful a witness as Al's. And I think we all can feel that way. You were just sharing that, in fact, Mike. Can I ask, in all of your work, you know, the interviews that you did with Al, the times that you spoke at conferences and interacted with him, any particular experiences or memories stand out to you?
Yes. One person that who's been my roommate on many of my travels, international travels, down the years and down the decades is Rob Corzine, who's vice president at the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. So Rob and I roomed together, and Al was just profoundly influential in Rob's conversion. He just played this outsized role. He was the one who kind of gently nudged him along while Rob was reading his way toward Catholicism. And he remained a touchstone for Rob for all those years. You know, when I was hanging out with Rob wherever we were, he always had an anecdote about Al. He always, you know, had a memory about Al. He always had a quote from Al Cresta that he would bring up in any context. And I was just so impressed that Al remained such a large part of Rob's life through all those years, because Rob is a pretty brilliant guy himself.
And we hear these stories, and I can't even imagine the number of people that Al is responsible for, either directly or indirectly,
yes,
bringing into the church. It's just,
yes,
I mean, mind-boggling.
Well, as we get people's responses to, you know, sharing their memories and their thoughts of Al, on every page, there's at least one person that says he's responsible for me becoming Catholic on every single page that we've gotten so far.
And I can see that. He had that kind of an influence on Rob, but he really did kind of make himself available to the world at large. And he reached so many people through their radio, through their computers. And he just had an enormous audience and an enormous influence. And it wasn't something that was remote. He was available. He was immediate. He was a voice that that they felt was near.
Mike, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and reflect on Al Cresta's life and legacy. Our blessings to you and to Terry and the whole family.
Well, thanks for the invitation. You know, this helps. You know, this is a good way of saying goodbye is to remember all those good times and thank God for the gift that Al Crest has been to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, we are taking your reflections as well, listeners, as we walk this road together. If you'd like to share your stories of how Al's life and ministry impacted your life, you can go online at AveMariaRadio.net. Or if you prefer, we have volunteers standing by to take your calls and share your stories at 877-288-1077. Again, that's 877-288-1077. Al's family has asked that in lieu of flowers, that you consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio to continue Al's remarkable legacy. And if you'd like to do that, again, you can go to the website at AveMariaRadio.net, or you can call in, and our volunteers will take your pledge at 877-288-1077. Every day on More to Life, we have a reflection from Scripture, and this one just stands out to me that really, I think, exemplifies Al's life, illustrates his life. It's from 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed to see his face. I just feel like that is what Al wants us to know. And was there ever anyone in our presence the way Al has been that we can say that he has truly fought the good fight and has kept the faith?
The part of this verse that really sticks out to me is, you know, when St. Paul says, you know, now the crown of righteousness awaits me, but then he goes on to say, and not only me, but also to all who've longed to see his face. And, you know, Al wasn't content to just get himself to heaven through God's grace, right? He wasn't content to just see to his own spiritual journey. He wanted to make sure he brought as many people along with him as he could.
Yes.
And so he used everything, all of his gifts, all of his talents, his whole self, to praise and glorify God and to invite us to walk that road with him. And so we thank you, Al, for your life and for your ministry and your legacy. When we come back, we are continuing our reflections on Al Cresta and his ministry, his work, his life. We'll be joined by Mike Jones, who is the Vice President and General Manager of Ave Maria Radio. Stick around. We'll be back in a minute.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
We have something that stands in utter contrast to the lies of this world. It's called the Word of God. The Word of God is what demolishes all that sets itself up as an opponent to the good, the true, and the beautiful, all that sets itself up as an opponent to Christ Jesus. The Word of God is given to us so that we have something to hold on to that's true in all circumstances. We always have a place where we can wash ourselves in the regenerating waters of Scripture. We have a place to retreat to, where we can cling to what is true. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, of the joint and the marrow, and it's judge and critic of the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
This week, we honor the visionary life and work of Al Cresta on EWTN and Ave Maria Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. And today we are continuing our reflection on the life and legacy of Al Cresta. And you can share your stories of how Al's life and ministry affected your life, impacted your life, by calling our volunteers at 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077, or online at AveMariaRadio.net. Al's family has asked that in lieu of flowers, you consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio to continue Al's remarkable legacy and keep Catholic Radio here for decades to come. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak, and we are honored to be joined right now by Mike Jones, Vice President and General Manager of Ave Maria Radio, and dear, dear friend of Al Cresta. Thank you
and
for joining
us, too.
Hey, Mike.
Yes. Thank you for being with us.
And yours, too. Yes. Gosh, my pleasure. It's such a wonderful time to be listening to all these great stories on all the different programs. And just thank you so much for taking some time out to remember Al and to share these stories, because it is cathartic. It is a part of the process. So thank you.
Well, it's part of the process, but I think it's also so much of what you and Al built Ave Maria Radio to be. You know, Ave Maria Radio is not just a bunch of shows one after the other all day long. It's a community. It is a community that has been built by sharing the faith and by the on-air personalities and the people behind the scenes all considering each and every listener to be part of that family. And it is really what the strength is of Ave Maria Radio. So to be able to share as a family right now in this way, we're so grateful to be able to have the time on air to do this together.
Yeah, amen. You know, it's a funny thing. Radio is really unique in all of media. It's incredibly intimate. For the most part, we listen to radio alone, by ourselves. And in fact, a long time, Al used to have pictures of donors up on the walls, and he would address individuals. He wants to speak to one person at a time. You know, he often said that he was an evangelist, and he just happens to have a microphone. If he didn't have a microphone, he'd be down at the corner drugstore talking to one person at a time about Jesus. And that's the way he thought about, you know, his program and about this entire company.
How did you and Al meet?
Well, it's a funny thing. I was in Chicago working for the Family Channel. I was in the cable television business throughout the 90s. And Catholic radio all of a sudden appeared out of nowhere. I was a big talk radio junkie, and I'm a big fan of Rush Limbaugh and all this kind of stuff, and Larry King and the Bohannons and all kinds of... I listened to talk radio. I listened to radio. I was a radio person, in a sense. But I worked in cable television, and Catholic radio appeared out of nowhere. And then it disappeared. And then it appeared again. And then it disappeared again. I don't know what was going on. Then I moved to California, and I was starting to work at what ultimately became AT&T Broadband, another cable company. And but lo and behold, Catholic radio was there. And this is where I first heard Al's program. And it was fascinating. And it was the best talk radio I had ever heard, and very challenging. And the best part about it, it was truly Catholic. And then what happened? It went off the air. I couldn't believe it. I had a lot of friends at EWTN because I was in cable as well as they, and I kind of hung out at their booth quite a bit, being one of the only Catholics working for CBN at the time. And I asked my friends there, what is going on with Catholic radio? Tell me what this is all about. Why does it keep disappearing on me? And they talked about the efforts that were started by Mother, efforts started by other individuals throughout the country. And they basically introduced me to Al and said, you know, you need to talk to Al Cresta. Because I was interested in saying, I wanted to help build it, to make it to sustain it. And my friend Chris Wegemer, Vice President of Marketing at EWTN, introduced me to Al. And as they say, the rest is history.
Incredible. And I want to thank you for all the work that you've done with Al over the years to build Ave Maria Radio and Catholic radio in general. You know, I guess when we think about Al's passing, of course, it's difficult not to wonder about the future of Ave Maria Radio and the, you know, his legacy. But and you have a lot of hopeful things to share about that. Tell us a little bit of what you have in mind for the future of Catholic radio.
Well, over the years, you know, we've worked together in Al's friends, the Popchecks, Al's friends, Dr. Grandi, Teresa Tomio, D.L. Hudson, Peggy Stanton, oh my, so many wonderful people, Colleen, have all created programs. Well, that's not ending. In fact, Al was instrumental in bringing Marcus Peter on board. We have a vision for creating more and more Catholic radio programs. And those tracks are laid, and the foundation is secure. He's given us the strength and the structure and the vision to carry on his mission for Ave Maria Radio. And we're looking forward to basically continue to travel down those tracks as we meet more and more people as time goes by, and as our donors get involved. We're buying a station in Lansing to help. Think about that. The capital of the state of Michigan and the seat of the bishop is the only place in Michigan, basically, that can't receive Catholic radio. Wow. We're finally getting around to it after 28 years, you know. So there's a lot going on here, and I am doing. We are going to work together as a team, as we always have, not only building this but carrying forward as well.
You know, it's funny. One of my earliest memories of both you and Al. Was shortly after you were brought on, and you know, there wasn't any kind of association for Catholic radio broadcasters, so we thought, well, let's go to the National Christian Broadcasters Association meeting in Opryland, and it was so funny because it was like you know, two Messianic Jews, four Catholics, and 10,000 evangelical Protestants walk into a convention center.
Yeah.
And of course they would come to our booth, which was, you know, stuck out like a sore thumb because, right, Ave Maria Radio.
Yeah,
you know,
we couldn't hide with that title. We couldn't, right, just pretend we were evangelicals.
And everybody would come up to us and say, so where do you fellowship? And
right.
Eventually I just started saying it was we go to the First Apostolic Full Gospel Church of Jesus Christ on Reformed Rhine.
I love it.
And Al,
so great.
He lost. He laughed so hard. He loved that so much. And there was nothing better than when Al Cresta was laughing. I'll
oh, my goodness,
what,
yeah. And he has such a fantastic sense of humor. But I remember that Opryland trip, and it was really remarkable. And it turns out that we really couldn't join the organization. They insisted on Sola Scriptura, and we just could not... We could not ascend to that, you know, because of the richness of the faith. But it was fun, and everything about, you know, when I came here, I thought this was going to be the easiest job I ever had. I mean, how everybody needs Catholic radio. There's millions of Catholics throughout the country. This is going to be easy. And this has been the most difficult and yet the most joyous and fulfilling job I can ever imagine. And I've loved every minute of it, and it's been an honor to be side by side with Al. And like Steve said, a truly unique mind, right? It's about faith and reason, which is really attractive. And he's just brilliant, and just thrilled to continue his work.
Mike Jones, thanks for being with us today. Mike Jones, the Vice President and General Manager of Ave Maria Radio, as we continue our reflections on Al Cresta's life and ministry. Blessings to you and all your good work, Mike. Thanks for your friendship.
Thank you. Thank you both. God bless you.
And listeners, we would love to have you continue this walk with us as we look forward to the future of Ave Maria Radio and continuing Al's legacy. Again, Al's family has asked that in lieu of flowers, you might consider making a donation to Ave Maria Radio to continue his work, Al's work. If you'd like to do that, you can go to AveMariaRadio.net or call in at 877-288-1077 and speak to one of our volunteers. Share your stories about how Al's life and ministry impacted your life and consider making a donation in his honor. But thanks for tuning in and being part of this journey as we reflect on Al's life and ministry and how he's impacted us all so greatly. Get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to live, because with his grace, there really is so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.